We're ready for the seventh step of completion. And I know that I've kind of moved quickly through the seven steps, but I want to give you a little glimpse of the process and learn more about how it works, and so that when you go home and in a future time that you might want to use it for the seven steps for other things like releasing your grief. Somebody passes away, or a relationship changes, or a child goes to school, or a new house that you have to release the old house before the new house will come. It's all in the law of the universe. So there's so many uses for these seven steps. And I've been working with these steps, as I said, for 40 years. And I've taught it over and over to many, many hundreds and hundreds of people. They put this in the Unity magazine in 1989. And people were using it for all kinds of releasing besides grief. So there's a lot of uses here. So I feel like I've just given you a little tiny piece here of something that could be of support to your spiritual growth all the way through. Every year, I do the seven steps for releasing that year and moving into the new year. And when I do this, there's 400 people that come, and they come every year, and they release the year, they know what I'm going to be doing, and then we go through the process and we release the year. And I think maybe Alice had done that one time. Have you ever taught releasing the year here? Okay, great, because it works. It lets the old go and moves into a whole new aspect of the year and brings new possibilities in. So you're not carrying your old ideas and belief systems. What I found out as I moved in my consciousness, I had to let go of my old belief systems to move into a new understanding of who I was in the scheme of this magnificent rebirthing that we are doing. We are rebirthing. There is a rebirthing happening on this planet for those souls that are ready to take this step into the fourth dimensional consciousness. Can you imagine what it would be like if everyone moved into the fourth dimension and had their being in the fourth dimension and experience that fourth dimensional consciousness of love? We would change the world if just this group, and I have a group in Detroit that are working diligently to change their consciousness. They meditate with me every week, and they work on exploring new possibilities of their own spiritual self. And things are shifting. And I sense in this congregation that's here right now, there's a shifting happening. There is a shift in consciousness. There's a shift in the universe happening to move us forward. And we are the pioneers. We are pioneers opening up new avenues of consciousness that is going to explode into the energy of this whole human evolution of consciousness. But first, it's got to start with us. And as we change, we support the changing of the universe. Because it's like a vibration that goes out. It's like this great energy that goes out, and it sweeps the country. It sweeps the universe. If you change and you move your consciousness just a little bit tonight, you are going to change the world. You will change the world. You will be part of making a difference in this world in a way you at this moment may not understand. But you, because of your vibration and your energy, you will participate. Participate in your soul's evolution and the evolution of this planet. The evolution will start from you, from all of us that want to know who we are and are willing to do the work to uncover that part of us, take the steps necessary to move our consciousness and to embrace that part of us that is wanting to express and experience more of God. We are God beings. What happened to me is I became more consciously aware of who I am, and in becoming consciously aware of who I am, I became more consciously aware of who you are. That's the way it works. That's the way it works. And if I can be fully conscious, wholly conscious of my real self, then I can help you to become conscious of who you are, because I hold that light for you, because you're me. You are me. I am you. We just are a whole, huge, vast energy force. In this room, there's a huge energy force. There's a great vortex of energy that is maintaining and sustaining this room and the energy and the vibration and your whole beingness. You are not limited. And when we see that we aren't limited, that there's so much more to us than we have any ideas, we uncover our multidimensional being. That's what we are, multidimensional beings. And it's our destiny to know our whole self. It's what your soul has come to do. It is your destiny. It is who you are. So tonight, as we do our meditation and we allow that energy and vibration of the self to come forth, we will support that new self, embrace that new energy and life in you. Your energy is going to change because we're all one. And we as a group are going to support each other in this process. We as a group will support each other in the process. So as we complete our little journey tonight, of these seven steps, as we release the old and embrace our new selves, we are doing something so very, very special, not only for ourselves, but for humanity. For humanity. So here we are.